Out to worship with us this morning. We're going to get right into it and start with our first song. So if you'd like to stand, we're going to start worshiping together.
Everyone needs compassion. Love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is my
seated.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, that's not very loud, is it? Lewis, is that what you get? It's not very loud. Good morning.
Good morning.
Woo-hoo. There we are, we're awake. I know we were all out shoveling snow this morning. All right, announcements today. So, February 19th, if you'd like to give today, and remember that we always love it when you do, it helps pay all our bills, you can put your, there's an offering box, you can put your tithes in there at the back. And another way to give is through e-transfers using the church's email address. Of course, you all know what it is, all one word, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Now, Children's Nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday School, ages 4 to grade 5, and nurseries, infant to 3 years old. We are still looking for more teachers to sign up at the Welcome Center, and we're also looking for people to sign up to be greeters. You guys saw our greeter this morning? Aren't they great? Whew. So, next youth group event is on Wednesday this week, 7 till 8:30, here at the church. Now, We're continuing to be in the flu season, so when we have our greeting time, once again, remember, and our children have been dismissed, just be aware some people may not be comfortable shaking of the hands. So if they're waving at you or giving you one of these, it's all good. All right.
If you're comfortable, please stand and we'll continue to worship in song.
Lost or saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Every fear has no place at the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, the Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up, and all the world your great name. Hungry souls receive grace at the sound of your great name. The fatherless find their rest at the sound of your great name. Sick are healed and the dead are
follow me, and the ladies follow the ladies over there. This will go well.
to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on.
Kids are dismissed, and find a couple of people you haven't talked to today and go greet them.
Thank you. Good morning. This Wednesday, Lent starts. The word Lent is a Latin word meaning springtime. And we are longing for springtime, but not just in the physical, in the spiritual world we are too. When we come into the season of Lent, it's with hope and expectation. We recognize that things are not the way we had hoped in our lives or in the world. And so in particular, we listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit in these 6 weeks. What are the things he's calling you to pay attention to? What is he calling you to be obedient to? The words coming out of our mouths, our generosity, our self-control, our simplicity, baptism, forgiveness, things that are blocking that next step with Christ. In the book of Numbers, chapter 15, it says they put tassels on the edge of their garments to remember God's commandments. Unfortunately, our hearts tend to wander. I'll be going through the second half of the Sermon on the Mount in the 6 weeks of Lent. And so I just encourage you to prepare your hearts for what is coming. Just before we go to prayer, many of you have been praying for Ray and Rowena. Ray has had cancer. I don't know if it's been about a year, and he passed away yesterday. And so there is no funeral date at this time. When we have information on that, we'll pass it on to you. And so I encourage you to be praying for her and the boys as we go forward here. This morning, we'll be using Ephesians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 17, Paul writes, "When I think of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will go down deep into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come in the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." Confession, Ephesians 4, 17 to 24, it says, "Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We are constantly being pulled by our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let us confess our sins so that we can put on this new nature of righteousness and the holiness that God gives us." Thanksgiving. Paul writes in Ephesians 1, 6 to 11, "So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. Let us be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and faith that he will work everything out in our lives." Ephesians 6, 10 to 19, Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all the believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world, for ourselves and on behalf of others. Let us bring a request before our God, who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Gloria and Jerry, for Ernie and Darlene, for Lou and Harold, for Matthew and Trina, for Rowena, for Landon and Carter. God, come with your grace. Come with your peace. Come with your healing. For Tammy and Vicky and Matthew. For Will and Martha. For Rita and Brian. For Evelyn, Leona, Elaine. For Jeff and Rachel. Some of the places around the world: Burkina Faso, Chile, China, Iran, Iraq. We pray for peace. For those in Turkey and Syria who have lost loved ones, God, we pray that you are the God of all comfort and the God of all grace. And then all the unspoken requests, we give this to you, our good and great God, who loves us like no others, who understands us like no other. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm always just going to remember Ray's smile, and he always, always had a kind word. And I know we always say that about people, something really, really nice when they pass it, but I really, truly mean it. He was, I wouldn't say I was close to him, but I felt very, very, very accepted and cared about and miss him very much. Good morning, everybody, again, and a reading from the Word of the Lord today. Hebrews chapter 2, 1 through 11. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. For the message God delivered through angels has always stood firm, and every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished. So what makes us think we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus himself and then delivered to us by those who heard him speak? And God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chose. And furthermore, it is not angels who will control the future world we're talking about. For in one place the scriptures say, "What are mere mortals that you should think about them? Or a son of man that you should care for him? Yet for a little while you made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them authority over all things. Now when it says all things, it means nothing is left out. But we have not yet seen all things put under their authority. What we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was given a position a little lower than the angels, And because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory. And it was only right that he should make Jesus, through his suffering, a perfect leader fit to bring them into their salvation. So now Jesus and the ones he makes holy have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters.
Please stand as we sing and prepare our hearts for the message.
Seated.